AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Members of President Barack Obama's African family have joined him for a state dinner in his father's homeland of Kenya. Obama opened his remarks in Kiswahili, extended his thanks to hospitality he's received.
Buddy, Gione. President Kenyatta, the lovely Madam First Lady, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I want to once again just express my deepest gratitude.
He promised to return when his presidency is over and bring his wife and daughters along, and he said next time he might not be wearing a suit. A 25-year-old Marine killed in the recent attack on a Navy Marine Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is being remembered today in his small Wisconsin hometown. A dozen members of a Marine Corps Honor Guard stood watch as fellow Marines carried the coffin of Sergeant Carson Holmquist into Grantsburg Senior High School for a public visitation. A cold front heading toward the northern Rocky Mountains could provide a break for the 450 firefighters trying to stop a wildfire in Montana's Glacier National Park. But Reynolds Creek Fire spokesman Mike Cole says that same weather also brings the threat of high winds.
The meteorologist said we're going to have stronger winds than he had earlier predicted last evening. So we're looking at gusts up to 50 miles an hour in the ridgetops.
The 5-square-mile fire has closed parts of the park's main Going to the Sun road and crews are trying to keep it from spreading. This is AP Radio News. Power problems caused delays for Amtrak trains running between Washington, D.C. and Boston, and for commuter lines into New York City, leaving thousands of riders livid on Friday and transit officials apologizing.
The problems have been ongoing, and Amtrak president and CEO Joseph Boardman says he knows how to fix them.
The challenge is not finding the solution. The challenge is a funding solution.
Boardman toured one of the Amtrak substations and says one of the fixes is building a new tunnel because the existing infrastructure is old. But he says the money has to come from the federal government as well as states and cities. Funding for Amtrak has long been a contentious issue in Congress. In May, the House Appropriations Committee voted to cut Amtrak's budget by $251 million. Julie Walker, New York.
In baseball's only interleague game of the day, Oakland is playing San Francisco. Baltimore-Tampa Bay will get underway in a minute. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big.